I want you to know that in 1894, the architect A. Page Brown designed this little church that gained a very big reputation. Are you surprised? So, it was interesting to me that Brown came to San Francisco to design a memorial for Charles Crocker, the railroad baron, president of the railroad, big time. Mrs. Crocker brought him here, set him up in an office and with a staff. She had all the money and he had the talent. That was done successfully. And then he met Reverend Worcester, the minister of this church. Skill joined vision now. And they produced something remarkable without Brown quite knowing it. Come on. I'm glad to see all this. And so here was Brown meeting Worcester, two very different men. And Worcester commissioned him to design this church, the garden, and the church with its interior. Brown didn't know what he was getting into. He was getting into the realm of poetry, music, drama. He was not used to it, but he got used to it because they began the design of the church. They built the garden and the wall. Then they were building the basic area of the church. Walls were not here yet. And then came four horses pulling two wagons linked together with horse bells ringing in the morning air. The Madrone rafters arrived. And Worcester said, those will be the beams of the church. And Brown said, it's not architecture. He was classically trained. New York and Europe. And so he said no. He said, well, they could be cut up and used for wood in the fireplace. And Worcester said, if it comes to that, I will agree to it. However, and he began to educate Brown about ideals, dreams, poetry, the arts. And finally, Brown agreed, and they built this church and put the rafters up, still with some misgivings by Brown, but less than before. They put a handmade roof and handmade hip tiles on top. End of the story? Oh, no. In March of the following year, 1895, this church opened for worship, the first worship. Reverend Worcester gave his sermon at the reader's desk. And Brown got a lovely surprise. Now he knew what Worcester was looking for. Here were these rafters from the forest of Santa Cruz. And then the place was decorated. There were branches of trees hanging from the rafters in all the corners, everywhere branches. The Madonna here was on the stand by the door, and back in that corner where Nan is sitting. And she was surrounded by branches of trees. The old parlor organ that's in the parish house was draped with fabric and pots and jars of things from the forest. And then Worcester realized that what Worcester already knew, Brown realized that this was to be like a forest interior. And an architect on his own wouldn't have thought that way, but he came round to it. And when he was asked at the end of the service, Mrs. Maybeck told me, before she left this world, that Brown put on his bowler hat and looked at this, and then they asked him, what is your view of this, Architect Brown? And he said, a friend of mine calls this church the little temple of the trees. He had caught on. Put on his hat, put on his gloves, and left with his staff. So you see, in 1894, architect A. Page Brown designed a little church that gained a big reputation. But that's what I want to tell you about now. 9 years ago, Michael Santamaro and I decided something that we would do. Make this a National Historic Landmark on the highest level the federal government can grant anywhere. People said, well, you start with city and then you go on to state. Oh, no. Oh, no. Huh? I'm going to imitate Worcester. And Michael Santamaro handled the business end of it. And we got it done 9 years ago. This was declared a National Historic Landmark Level 4. And the vote for it at George Washington's estate in Virginia, with a huge crowd voting, was without discussion. I told him, this deserves that. And so it became that. And Brown, of course, hasn't been around for more than 100 years. But wherever he is, I hope he realizes that he did something immensely important in our city and nationally. And finally, let me finish my way with a limerick that sums this up. There's a wee garden church in the town that's a place of historic renown. It's a temple of trees, just as nice as you please, and the triumph of Architect Brown. And will you also applaud the children for joining me, please? Thank you. Thank you.